Miss Mary?
Hi.
Hello?
May I speak to Miss Jones?
Yes.
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First, the supervisor. How you doing?
How you doing? Yes.
I'm calling because I just was tagged in a message that you was having difficulties with your HHA app.
What's that? I'm sorry.
The app that you go to clock in and out, the phone calling to.
Yes. I was calling to call my other agency to do it because I didn't think it was going to call me back. So, yeah, I'm having issues with it. I was able to log in on Tuesday. I was able to log in and out on Monday. Tuesday, I was able to log in and out. Then Tuesday morning and Tuesday afternoon for another agency. So I have three agencies I work for mm-hmm. on the same app. I'm not sure if it's kicking it off. This is the other agency I was speaking to. Oh, my God. All right.
But the problem is when you link to multiple agencies, if you clock the wrong client in on the wrong agency at the wrong time that it overlaps, then it will kind of boot you out because we can't bill.
One second. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry to pause you. So you said
So the thing is, when you're linked to multiple agencies, like you said, you're linked to three.
Mm-hmm.
It so happens you make a mistake and you try to log in the wrong client on a different agency that they're not assigned to, it will kind of boot you off only because they're all are billed through Medicaid. So it will overlap
right.
the schedule. So that could have been a reason why you were having a problem with logging the correct person in at the time. Can you do me a favor and click forgot password on your app?
Right now?
Yes.
Password on the app. My email ain't in it anymore, okay, so.
Just to confirm, the email we have on file is missnadirajones@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am. So, forgot password. Mm-hmm. So, reset password?
So, if it went to forgot password, it should tell you that HHA lock, a message was sent to your email. You need to go to your email.
Hold on, girl. Just install the DHA. Don't say that. So I'm going to reset password, I guess. And then account lock notice. And then
right. That's the message that I went. Yep. They sent you a message, HHA, through your email.
So now I'm back to the regular screen.
Now
so I go to my email?
Yep. Go to your email. HHA sent you a message. I want you to blow it.
So are you from Family First, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, Family First is my Gmail. So, I got to go to Gmail first. All right.
We have Yahoo.
Okay, that's fine. That's good because I like Yahoo better. But, here we go. Yeah. All right. So, I'm there. The password is.
Blow that message up and then just hold that password and copy it.
Mm-hmm.
And then go back to HHA and paste it in the password field.
So, one second, ma'am. So, I just called the other agency I'm working for this evening for the same thing. We're kind of react each because I didn't think you were going to call me back so soon. So, by me resetting it, what is...
It shouldn't because HHA only allow you to have one account per user.
Right. Right.
So try to see what happens when you do the forgot password and put that email in. If it say you are inactive, that means you have another email account floating in the HHA system. So I just need to see if we can get past this part so therefore
okay.
I know where to go at after this.
I'm going to proceed with that. So, so also I do have a secondary phone that I use because my first phone got wet. I wasn't able to replace it. I have a second, like a free phone. So both apps is on the phone.
So
but yet
the
still,
the phone number doesn't matter. As long as
okay.
you know, yep. As long as you notify all your employers of your new phone number, then they'll know which phone number to reach you at.
Okay. More now. Make a new password again, okay?
Mm-hmm. Now, when you make your password, are you making the first letter capitalized?
Well, it's one capitalized letter.
Yes.
And then one number, yeah. Okay. I lost my piece. It's still like a symbol, right?
You don't necessarily have to. It could be just letters and a number.
Okay. Do it twice. And hold on. 14. 15. And so, yeah. You speaking to me? That's fine. You can ask what the country you are. Okay, so I'm in again.
So you're able to see all three of your agencies?
Yes, ma'am.
So we will be Family First Passion Care.
Right. So I'm gonna talk in right now because I'm here right now. But I have to still do it like a
So you have to send Mary Andrea a timesheet to correct your 8:30 clock in.
Okay.
But just make sure, just as informing you, because you just confirmed with me that you work for three agencies.
Yes,
just
ma'am.
Make sure none of the times that you work for each agency is overlapping with the other. Because,
right.
Okay. Just because a lot of people don't know, so I just wanted to just inform you.
No. And that's what I didn't understand because I've been doing this for almost a year now, and so it's like I can't be two places at my time.
Right. But some people do it, so I just wanted to let you know, like it happens. So you know, just so you're aware that you know you can't be in two places
yes,
at one time. Correct. And you know, we're just trying to prevent any billing issue with the insurance with fraud. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So one time it did happen because I clocked in here at Miss Barbara Gordon, and I didn't my clock in didn't register. So when I clocked in at for Mr. Jackson in North Philly, they sent me 2 weeks later, but they said that I was at both places at one time. But I left here at 1:30. So that wasn't the case for the last week. The last week I've been kicked out three times almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that could be the reason, because they want you, if you have another client after the client you go to in the morning, you need to at least have at least a half an hour to whatever time it takes you to get from one place to the other to be able to clock in for that next client.
Right, at least 15 minutes. And so
if it's
like
close.
A half
right.
an hour, like an hour almost.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. Okay, so you're all good. Just submit a timesheet for Mary Andrea so she can correct today's time.
Yes.
And you should be all set to clock in and out starting tomorrow.
So the other agency that I called is for this evening at 2:30, they called me back with, they said to me a password too, so don't disregard that.
No,
completely.
Disregard because you were able to get back in. You'll be able to clock
right.
in each and every client that you have on whatever agency that mobile
right.
ID is assigned to.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You take care, okay?
Have a good day. Yes.
You as well. Okay.